Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. An updated Cochrane review examines the most current evidence on whether providing emergency contraception to women before they need it can reduce rates of unintended pregnancy. Chelsea Polis from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health in the USA describes the findings.
Emergency contraception can prevent unwanted pregnancy if taken soon after unprotected sex. In general, it's more effective the sooner it's taken, but it can still reduce the risk of pregnancy if taken up to 5 days after unprotected sex occurs. However, obtaining emergency contraception within this time frame can be difficult. One proposed solution is to provide women with a packet of pills in advance, so that they can keep the medication available for immediate use in case unprotected sex occurs. Advocates of this strategy believed that easier access to emergency contraception could help women take the pills more quickly after unprotected sex, and that this faster use could reduce rates of unintended pregnancy. Opponents feared that having the pills on hand would encourage unprotected sex and increase rates of sexually transmitted infections. Our updated Cochrane review summarized the most up-to-date evidence, adding data from 3 recent trials. We searched for studies comparing women who received emergency contraception in advance with women who got it in standard ways. We included primary analyses of 11 randomized controlled trials, which enrolled a total of over 7,000 women. The studies were conducted in Hong Kong, China, India, Sweden, and the United States. We examined the effects of advance provision on rates of pregnancy and sexually transmitted infections. We also considered whether advance provision influenced how often women used emergency contraception and how quickly after unprotected sex the medication was taken. Finally, we assessed whether advance provision impacted rates of unprotected sex or changed use of other contraceptive methods. As in our original review, we found that women who had emergency contraception in advance did use it more often and more quickly after unprotected sex. Despite this, advance provision did not reduce rates of unintended pregnancy compared to routine availability. At the same time, advance provision did not appear to have harmful effects on sexual or contraceptive behaviors and did not increase rates of sexually transmitted infections. We can't say for sure why increased and faster use failed to reduce pregnancy rates. We do know that some women who had emergency contraception in advance did not use it when they were at risk of pregnancy, and emergency contraception will not work if it's not used. In addition, if emergency contraception is less effective than previously estimated, any population-level effects could be difficult to detect, even in a meta-analysis. Still, we know that for individual women who use the pills soon after unprotected sex, emergency contraception does reduce their individual risk of unintended pregnancy. Emergencies like rape, contraceptive failure, and unprotected sex do occur, and advance provision of emergency contraception does seem to help women use it more quickly without increasing risky behaviors or other negative outcomes. Women deserve information about and access to emergency contraception. However, given the current evidence, there's no reason to expect that providing emergency contraception in advance will result in a measurable population-level reduction in unintended pregnancy.
To read the review, including a detailed description of the interventions compared in the randomized trials, go to www.thecochranelibrary.com.